What's up, everyone? It is Wednesday, the August 28th, as we get so much closer to real deal football. Tomorrow, the Tulane Green Wave in action at Yulman Stadium, taking out Southeastern. And then the big one, Sunday in Vegas, man. And I would love to be going out for that matchup against USC. Obviously, the new stadium there, to check that out. It's almost like a Death Star, it looks like, all, you know, decorated all black. Never got a chance to go and visit there. Yeah. Ooh. When I was a sideline reporter, and the Saints did do that, Zach Strief and Deuce McAllister were able to go out there, but they said it was an empty warehouse, and I was basically calling the game off a monitor in the studio because there weren't any sideline reporters allowed back in that COVID year, which is a real bummer. So I missed out on getting to soak in that stadium, but definitely interested to see how that shakes out and just all the amenities that they have there. Looks phenomenal.
Doug on All Things Legal is going. He'll tell me all that. He's actually calling in like the show on Sunday. He's gonna call like 2 hours behind or whatever.
For
All Things Legal on Sunday. He'll call into the show late, and he'll be like, he'll tell us everything he's gotten up to, and I guess the week after or whatever, we'll figure out how the time went. But I mean, come on, like that, and you know that stadium's in relatively good condition. They just hosted the Super Bowl. Like you're going to have a fun time if you're an LSU fan going out there.
What a heck of a destination. I look at, obviously, if there's a game in New Orleans, of course road teams want to come visit here. It's Party City. And you look at Las Vegas, obviously, its nickname, Sin City. So much to do, just about anything you want, any time of the day, too, which is awesome. And just a cool place to be. Like you said, that new venue, so anxious to check it out and see, you know, these modern-day stadiums. A ton of upgrades, though, done to the Caesars Superdome has it looking quite beautified. And obviously the thing that people love about New Orleans as a city to check out games is just you're so able to walk around places. You don't have to take a car everywhere.
No, 100%. And more importantly, Steve, that Sunday game is the only game on that day. Sunday, the
first.
Must-see
viewing, right.
6 p.m.,
every college football fan's in.
6:30. It is the only game that day. Like, that is... If there's no NFL on, what are you going to watch? Like, you know, roster signings or whatever. The Saints are off. You don't even have practice that day. The LSU through and through.
I do appreciate it's a 6:30 kickoff and not like, you know, when the Pelicans are on the West Coast and we got 9 o'clock tip and old man Steve is complaining about, why are these so late here?
I mean, the Pelicans have a few of those this year, but...
Oh, sure.
That's something I know. The Saints have two of those this year. We didn't have any last year. We had not a single afternoon game, like, or afternoon being like 3 p.m. You know, nothing on the West Coast. We had like West Coast teams, but they'd come to town, or we'd play them on like a Thursday night or something like that. But I think we play both the Chargers and Rams, I want to say, in SoFi for both. Yeah.
So the thing with the Saints with a later start, the hardest part for me, at least, is you got to do the post game show.
Yeah, till 1 a.m. or something.
Yeah, till 1 a.m. Like, you're going. Like, but the good thing is, usually after a Saints game, you're kind of riding off that adrenaline, so
no,
it keeps you going.
It carries you for a while. I you know what I did after the Saints game last weekend?
What'd you end up doing? I was going to say, did you
yard
go
work.
To work out?
I did yard. I went to the gym and then yard work.
Burning off those extra calories and making sure you get a good night's rest.
Yeah, I was doing yard work and I actually didn't go to the gym. I watched the game and then I did yard work and I just listened to you guys while I was doing, you know, mowing the lawn and everything.
Well, that's the awesome part, obviously, too. You're hanging out with the Cannon. He's going to make those last couple of hours after the game very entertaining.
God, yeah.
Along with the callers,
recaps,
too.
Especially with how, you know, exciting that last game was. With, you know, I like that we finally got a bit of a barn burner. The first two games were...
Snooze
it,
fest.
Oh my God! If there is ever a way to describe it, you know the phrase you hear often with with quarterbacks when they're developing. You hear the phrase like, "I want to see them go through their progressions."
Right.
Progressions. You want to see them go hit their one, their two, their three. Nobody's open, then I'll scramble. You know, they go through their progressions. It felt like that was what the first two preseason games were like. It was kind of like there wasn't any freestyling. It was everyone, you know, played their part. Everyone, you know, if there was a script, everyone followed it, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of scripts, I feel like the NFL heard me the week before NFL week 3 of the preseason kicked off. Because I don't know if you remember, I was talking about take the under in these matchups. I'm going to do that next year for every single game.
Oh,
take the under. And then week three, there were a bunch of overs.
Skyrocketed.
Exactly.
Skyrocketed.
It was all inflated. So like, now I'm changing my philosophy. The first 2 weeks of the preseason, I'll be taking all unders.
I mean, hey, I'm gonna do the whole that triple option thing about the teams in the preseason who go like 60 plus in differential and make the playoffs. I might bet on that.
Hey, you can't go against the trends if it is what it is. There, I'm just repeating to you as Bobby said. These aren't. I'm not making this up. These are the facts.
Oh, you know what? Just hit me. Is that the Bears did that? They had an extra game.
Okay, but it's still an average. It's not a total of points.
It is. It is. But it's still an extra game.
And
to
that
do
first
it,
game, you didn't have a lot of your starters. I know even Caleb Williams wasn't in action for the opener. And it's like, this is the Hall of Fame game. You're not going to put the guy out. Exactly.
I just remembered. It was like in the third quarter, I think it got pulled. Like, it's not even a full game. Maybe I don't worry about it.
We're canceled for bad weather.
I don't know, man. It's just you want to see football as soon as possible, and then it shows up, and you're like, maybe this isn't what I want to see.
Right, you're like, oh, then everyone complains this isn't football. Yeah, we know the preseason doesn't count, but it's still a good taste and a measuring stick for teams. And for a lot of those true fans out there, you're kind of seeing the depth of this Saints roster, which you got a little bit of an idea of about now.
If there's nothing quality-wise, talent-wise, that you were excited about on Sunday, one thing you can get excited about, because at the end of the day, the Saints do need to be trending in this direction, whether it's the wrong guys or the right guys. I think this needs to happen. The team is getting younger. The team is getting much younger. I think I remember vividly one of the first times I ever got in the air and talked to Bobby is because we were talking about how the Saints had like the oldest team in the league by a marker that was not even remotely close. Whereas I think at the same time, the Bucs had the youngest team in the league. And it's, you want to see this team getting younger. We're making those changes now. You're seeing that. You're seeing, you know, you can keep Cam Jordan, you can keep Tyrann Mathieu, you can keep kind of those guys around, but at the same time, the teams that are doing well are teams that are much, much younger.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the problem for the Black and Gold and why they're not looked at as a, you know, higher-seeded team in the NFC South or even the whole division is just because they haven't had very good drafts of late, unfortunately.
No, and it's, again, you know, if...
And it comes down to those first-round picks, man.
I see the first three, really. But if you're staring down the barrel of a nasty rebuild, possibly, and the words I always use, the way I always describe it to, like, my dad to make it seem, you know, somewhat appealing and a good point of comparison is, like, you got to sit down and eat your vegetables. You have to. You know, like, sometimes you can whine and everything like that, but, you know, broccoli sucks. You got to power through. And it's like, one of the things that you have to do with that is get a younger and cheaper, especially
right. You might not
nowadays.
Like it, but it's good for you in that respect.
You need to get a cheaper team. You have to get a cheaper team. At the end of the day, you know, if we do end up 1-8, 1-9, and Rattler takes over, you know,
ooh,
by any stretch
of the
means, I don't want to hear that either. But if it happens, one thing you can, you know, count on is the team is getting younger, hopefully, and the team is getting hopefully as well cheaper, at least for the time being, especially as we know that the off season is a time where Mickey Loomis likes to play with the cap. And I love the way he does it, but every time April rolls around, it's like, all right, guys, let's see what money he stuffs under the couch. And it's like, ugh.
You mentioned hopefully there, you know, like the team has their mantra for the season. Maybe at WWL, we should all get shirts that have hope on it. So that's our mantra for this Saints season.
I am hopeful. I really am. Everybody out in New Orleans is counting this team down, and I think it's just because they look at us and they saw what we did last year, and they hear about what we
but
see.
But they closed on a high for crying out loud.
If everyone's going to be down on the Eagles and how they finished last year, and you know, look at what they changes they made
and
this offseason,
humiliated in the playoffs.
You have to look at the Saints the same way. You have to look at the way we finished like 4-1 in the last five games. I think our only loss was to like the Lions,
the Rams.
We were even competitive. We weren't as competitive in that game, but we were still competitive. We had a...
And on a short week at Thursday Night Football.
We were doing well. We did good. Hope, yes. It's, you know, again, we preface... I know that the talk of the town through, you know, some negative Nancys in the fan base has been if this team gets off to a rough start, we could see a lot of new faces be given the reins. We could see new head coach. We could see new quarterback. You know, you don't want to believe that. That could happen. But again, that second half stretch of the season, really after kind of the Chiefs game for the most part, I'd say like week 5 or 6 is kind of where things get a little lighter. You know, you got the schedule in front of you?
Yeah.
After the Chiefs game, it's what?
You have the Buccaneers at home and the Broncos at home. Obviously, that's a huge one with Sean Payton back in town.
I know, but it's like...
Can't lose to the rookie quarterback.
You play these teams that are, you know, perennial back-to-back 5 years, 4 years,
and then you're at Chargers, another team that's kind of in limbo right now, at Panthers after that.
Yeah, you play these teams that are like... You want to play teams as a team that is trying to get to the playoffs. Not the Super Bowl, not the conference championship. Everybody wants to do that. You've heard the Saints constantly, you know, with Kay Adams and with, you know, DeMario Davis on Colin Cowherd or Rich Eisen show or anything like that. You hear these, you know, like these people talking about how like Saints fans are delusional because they think they can win the Super Bowl. It's like every team.
Nobody is saying here the Saints can win the Super Bowl.
No, but every team wants to.
Sure.
Every team aspires to. You've got Bryce Young with the 2-15 Panthers saying like, what's your goal for next year? It's to win a Super Bowl. But we will be happy. We will be content. Things will be good and successful if we make the playoffs. We want to make the playoffs. We want to be in that end of year.
Be in that number.
January. We want to be in that number. And at the end of the season, you know, we will be playing in the second half, teams that will be making the playoffs, or at least more likely to, where in the first half, you're facing teams that would be making the conference championships, teams that will be making and winning the Super Bowl.
What we're going to do right now, we're going to take a break, and we get in, we're going to be making some news, talking to Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, get the latest from what he saw at practice today and also in the locker room, talking about roster cuts and also the practice squad now set for the black and gold. You can go check out all of Jeff's great work at WWL.com. We'll be right back with more after this on WWL.